This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we've been studying about false teachers described in 2 Peter 2, Peter not only warns us about the devastating impact they have on those who follow them, he interjects truth and promises designed to encourage and challenge us. In other words, he presents a defense strategy to overcome their deadly teaching. He wants us to scrutinize potential enemies, stabilize ourselves by getting encouragement from the examples of others, and a word I coined, soberize ourselves by reflecting on outcomes. Let me elaborate. By scrutinizing potential enemies, I mean take note of their character, their conduct, and their strategies. Realize, as Peter warned, some of these enemies might arise within the church. To do this, you need to know what God expects of those in leadership within His church. He desires a high standard of character and conduct. He wants those who lead to be servant leaders, looking out for others rather than hoarding things for themselves. To stabilize our faith, Peter shares how God protected Noah, who faithfully served God. He also rescued Lot, even though he chose to make his home among an ungodly people. Once living among them, he experienced the pain of constant exposure to evil activities that vexed his spirit to the point of inner pain. This all came to a boil when the angel of the Lord went to his home, only to be threatened by the base sexual desires of the populace. His attempts to protect his guest were resisted, and the threats intensified until the visitor intervened. God knows how to protect and rescue us, and He will. Trust Him, no matter what you might be facing today.